Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Abraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Ksubis, Daf Kuf of the end of the 11th parak Aman Nizones, and the beginning of the 12th parak Hanose Isi Isha. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichu Masechus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaChazachas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf, Amud Bey, stated, HaMe'enes HaShniyah Ba'ilonis, a minor who refuses her husband, a secondary erba and an ilonis, Ein Lehen Ksuba V'lo Peres V'lo Mazonis V'lo Belos, are not entitled to a Ksuba payment, nor to the benefit that comes to her in exchange for her peros, referring to the husband paying ransom for her, nor to support, nor to worn out clothing. Rav Chunah bar Chiya said to Rav Kahana, you told us in the name of Shmuel that the Rabban did not teach this ruling about worn-out clothes except regarding Nixon Malug, but in the case of Nixon Son Barzel, she is entitled to them. Rav Papa asked regarding which of the three women did Rav Kahana state as ruling. After explaining why it cannot apply to either the Me'enas or to the Ilanis, Rav Papa said it applied to the Shnia and with regard to clothing that is not in existence at the time of the divorce. Since it was an illicit marriage, the Rabban fined her by denying her that which she should be able to claim from his property, referring to compensation for the Malug property, and they fined him by requiring him to pay for what he should have been able to keep from her property, referring to compensation for the Nixis on Barzel clothing. Point number two, the Mishnah had stated, Ein lehen ksuba, they are not entitled to a ksuba payment. Shmuel said, Lo shtanu el mana masaim avo tosefes yesh lehen. The Rabban taught this only with regard to the mana or the 200 zuz that are the basic here for the ksuba, but the tosefes ksuba, these women are entitled to it. Rashi explains that the Tosefes Ksuba is Matana Ba'alma Yahai V'la B'chibas Bia, a voluntary gift that he gives her in anticipation of having intimate relations with her. Since it's a separate gift, the women are entitled to it even though they lose their Ksuba. And pointing through the opening mission of the 12th parak states, Hanoisis Isha Paski Imo Kiteshi Yazun Is Bita Chameshanim Chai V'zuna Chameshanim. If one marries a woman and she stipulates with him that he will feed her daughter from a previous marriage for 5 years, he's chayav to feed her for 5 years. If he divorces the woman after she marries another man and makes the same stipulation with him, the first husband is still chayav to feed the girl for 5 years. The first woman may not say, Ukshetavu Eitzli Azuna, when she comes to me, I'll feed her. Rashi explains that he cannot say that he only agreed to feed her as long as he's married to her mother. The mission continues, El Molech Lamazonosel Lamakm Sheima. Rather, he must bring the food to the place where her mother lives. And similarly, the two husbands may not say, Hari anu zanin ozel ke'echot. Behold, we two will feed her as one, meaning that they'll divide the cost of the food between them. El echad zana ve'echad nosin la demei mazonos. Rather, one will feed her and the other one gives her money equal to the food he owes her. They must both supply full support. After detailing what happens when the daughter marries or when both stepfathers die, the mission concludes, Hapichim hayukosvin, the clever ones would write the following. We marry on the condition that I feed your daughter for 5 years, kozman sha'at imi, as long as you are with me as my wife. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on the bottom, Daf Kuf Amabe stated, Hame'enes hashniyah ba'ilanis, a minor who refuses her husband, a secondary erva and an ilanis, Einlan ksuba below peres from mazonis below belos, are not entitled to a ksuba payment, nor to the benefit that comes to her in exchange for her peros, referring to the husband paying ransom for her, nor to support, nor to worn out clothing. Rav Chunah bar Chiya said to Rav Kahana, you told us in the name of Shmuel that the Rabban did not teach this ruling about worn-out clothes except regarding Nixon Malug, but in the case of Nixon Son Barzel, she is entitled to them. Rav Papa asked regarding which of the three women did Rav Kahana state as ruling. After explaining why it cannot apply to either the Me'enas or to the Ilanis, Rav Papa said it applied to the Shnia and with regard to clothing that is not in existence at the time of the divorce. Since it was an illicit marriage, the Rabban fined her by denying her that which she should have been able to claim from his property, referring to compensation for the Malug property, and they fined him by requiring him to pay for what he should have been able to keep from her property, referring to compensation for the Nixis on Barzel clothing. Point number two, the Mishnah had stated, Ein lehen ksuba, they are not entitled to a ksuba payment. Shmuel said, Lo shtanu el mana masaim avo tosefes yesh lehen. The Rabban taught this only with regard to the mana or the 200 zuz that are the basic here for the ksuba, but the tosefes ksuba, these women are entitled to it. Rashi explains that the Tosefes Ksuba is Matana Ba'alma Yahai V'la B'chibas Bia, a voluntary gift that he gives her in anticipation of having intimate relations with her. Since it's a separate gift, the women are entitled to it even though they lose their Ksuba. And pointing through the opening mission of the 12th parak states, Hanoisis Isha Paski Imo Kiteshi Yazun Is Bita Chameshanim Chai V'zuna Chameshanim. If one marries a woman and she stipulates with him that he will feed her daughter from a previous marriage for 5 years, he's chayav to feed her for 5 years. If he divorces the woman after she marries another man and makes the same stipulation with him, the first husband is still chayav to feed the girl for 5 years. The first woman may not say, Ukshetavu Eitzli Azuna, when she comes to me, I'll feed her. Rashi explains that he cannot say that he only agreed to feed her as long as he's married to her mother. The mission continues, El molchu amazonoseh lemakom she'ima. Rather, he must bring the food to the place where her mother lives. And similarly, the two husbands may not say, Hari anu zanino zel ke'echot. Behold, we two will feed her as one, meaning that they'll divide the cost of the food between them. El echad zonav echad nosin la demei mazonos. Rather, one will feed her and the other one gives her money equal to the food he owes her. They must both supply full support. After detailing what happens when the daughter marries or when both stepfathers die, the mission concludes, Hapichim hayukosvin, the clever ones, would write the following. We marry on the condition that I feed your daughter for 5 years, kozman sha'atimi, as long as you are with me as my wife. Alright, so now we got our simmer daf kuf aleph, and this sim was suggested to us by Kobe Melkin, who suggested that kuf aleph is a bird caller going caw-caw. A bird caller going caw-caw. So here goes. The bird caller who divorced his shnia wife, refusing to compensate her for her worn-out nixim alug bird calling outfit, didn't pay her ksuba, but did pay the tosefa ksuba, and begrudgingly kept his commitment to feed her daughter for 5 years, when he'd rather be putting that money towards bird feed and a new whistle. Once again in slow motion. The bird caller, that must be more in daf kufal, bird caller going caw-caw. The bird caller who divorced his shnia wife, refusing to compensate her for her worn-out nixim alug bird calling outfit, which reminds us the mission of the bottom daf kufa amabe stated hama enes hashnia ba'ilanis are not entitled to a ksuba payment, nor to the benefit that comes through in exchange for her peros, referring to the husband paying ransom for her, nor to support, nor to worn out clothing. Rav Huna bar Chiya said to Rav Kahana, you told us in the name of Shmuel that the Rabban did not teach this ruling about worn out clothes except regarding nixim alug, but in the case of nixisom barzo, she is entitled to them. Rav Papa said this ruling applied to the shnia wife and with regard to clothing that's not in existence at the time of the divorce. So the bird caller divorced his shnia wife, refusing to compensate her for her worn-out nixim alug bird calling outfit, didn't pay her ksuba, but did pay the tosefas ksuba, which reminds us the Mishnah had stated that ein lehen ksuba, these women are not entitled to a ksuba payment. Shmuel said that the Rabbanan taught this only with regard to the man or the masayim that are the basic chiyuv of the ksuba, but the tosefas ksuba, these women are entitled to. Rashi explains that the tosefas ksuba is a matana ba'alma that he gives her b'chivas bia, a voluntary gift that he gives her in anticipation of having intimate relations with her. Since it's a separate gift, the women are entitled to it even though they lose their ksuba. So the bird caller divorced his shnia wife, refusing to compensate her for a worn-out nixim alug bird calling outfit, didn't pay her ksuba, but did pay the tosefas ksuba, and begrudgingly kept his commitment to feed her daughter for 5 years, when he'd rather be putting that money towards bird feed and a new whistle, which reminds us, the opening mission of the 12th parak states, if one marries a woman and she stipulates with him that he will feed her daughter from her previous marriage for 5 years, he's chayav to feed her for 5 years. If he divorces the woman and she marries another man and makes the same stipulation with him, the first husband is still chayav to feed the girl for 5 years. So once again, the bird caller who divorced his shnia wife, refusing to compensate her for her worn-out nixim alug bird-calling outfit, didn't pay her ksuba, but did pay the tosefa ksuba, and begrudgingly kept his commitment to feed her daughter for 5 years, when he'd rather be putting that money towards bird feed and a new whistle. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.